Welcome in, welcome in. My name is Lee of Leo's Promotions, aka Panama City, aka Lee. Okay, take your pick. This is a live podcast interview with James Hotfeet Davis and his cast members. We have Ronald and we have Keo. And this is just a couple of the cast that's here right now. So we're going to start out by asking, what is the name of the movie that's out? Okay, I know y'all see it, but what is the name of the movie that you just released?
Redwater.
Redwater. What is Redwater?
It's a movie about an apocalyptic event that occurs where a some type of infection is, occurs in the population. And people, you know, slowly more and more become infected. And while this is happening, it turns out the president's daughter is out having a good time. So the result is that the president has to send a special forces team to rescue her. And on the way, run into these people that are infected from the disease.
Okay. Well, we don't want to give too much away for those who had yet to get to see it. Guys, I am going to post a link. Right now it's on Tubi, so you can watch it on Tubi. So we don't want to give you all the juicy information about the movie. But what we are asking is that you go and watch the movie. Guys, it's free, okay? You don't get too much of that. So you could go and watch it and leave a comment, show your support as well. And so we don't want to tell too much about the movie, so we're just going to give you a little taste of the movie. We're going to move it down. Ron, which would you prefer?
Ron.
Okay, Ron would just give us a little description about what the movie was about. Now, let me go over to Keto. Now, can you tell me what role do you play in this movie?
I'm a government agent.
Keo. Oh, I play Sergeant Kelly, and Jet is the character name as well. And I just play one of Whip's sergeants that kind of help keep things in control. They're in the field while we're trying to rescue the president's daughter.
Okay. Now I heard Ron, he was ready to tell us what role he was playing, but see, I was saving the best for last. I seen the movie three times, no lie. I watch it three times because, you know, I'm always doing something, so I had to make sure I could sit down and really watch it. So I could tell you what each and every one of y'all did in there. Mm-hmm. But okay, being that Ron wanted to let us know what his roles were, let's go back to Ron. Ron, what was your role in this movie?
My role was a government agent and, actually more like Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to be getting, talking to the president and letting his daughter know that her date is present and that he's ready to take her out and have a good time.
Don't give too much away. I heard that. All right, thank you. Now, before I ask Mr. Davis what was his role, the question is, I want to ask you, what made you decide to write this movie?
I wrote it because I felt when you look at the way the world is today, it's chaotic. So even though this is fake, you know, it's a fantasy movie, but the world is, in my opinion, right now, heading to hell in a handbasket, so to speak. So I wanted to write something that was kind of like fun, but also eye-opening with a theme of spirituality and a theme of comedy, but also action.
Okay.
But the motive came from a real place. As the way that, you know, things are happening in the world today. It's not like I was growing up.
Right. Okay. Now, what role do you play in this movie?
Oh, I play Master Sergeant Whip, who is, he runs the platoon. He runs that team, so to speak. And that team is, like Ron said, have an assignment, and the assignment is to rescue President's daughter and get her back safely.
Okay. Now, the question I want to ask Ron, have you played many movies before, or was this a first experience for you?
This was my third movie, I believe. The first one was Belly of the Beast. Another one, Nepulin. I also wanted to add in, from being in three movies so far, one thing I did notice that stood out, that you have to have a good director for the actors' good acting to show through.
Yes.
And I'll give you an example. I was never in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mr. James didn't know how to direct the movie or have some idea how to direct the movie, he might have made me a soldier and head of these group of soldiers. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know the first thing to do. People watching the movie, there is, if you're in the military, a certain way to hold a rifle. And if you're in the military, if you want to peel potatoes for 6 months, which is called KP in the military. what was I saying now? You would as a director, put me as a soldier. And the other thing I was going to say, like in the military, you don't call your weapon a gun, right? And that's what will happen. You'll be peeling potatoes for 6 months. The military has their way of doing things.
Right.
You call your
firearm, your
firearm, a weapon, or rifle. But whatever you do, you'll be sorry you was born if you call it a gun.
It's true.
Wow.
That's the way it works. That's why I say the in effect, the director got to know who to cast and what part.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's true.
And, you know, so like I say, if he would have put me as a soldier and hit what he did, that movie would have been a mess. Because I wouldn't have known what to do. It would have been like somebody would have had to stand there by my side over here or over here telling me, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Could you picture seeing in a movie what you saw with somebody standing beside me say, this is what you're saying now. No matter how good the acting is of the actors, they got to be in the right part. And
yes.
That's what made the movie so good.
Yes, that is so
everybody
true.
Yes, everybody was, everybody fit the part that they played.
Okay. Now I'm skipping, I'm saving Mr. Davis for the last, because I know a lot of his history, but I'm going to save him for last. Now, Mr. Keto. So what about you? Is this your first time acting, or have you been doing this for a while also?
Well, I've been doing it for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started acting lessons at a Cleveland, Cleveland acting school back in 2009. And then I left. I did some things in Cleveland for side job works, extra work wise. And then I quit for a while. And then I was brought into this Red Water with Brother James in just recently. So I'm back in.
He's a good guy. Oh,
yes. Okay. So Mr. James, how about you? Is this your first time doing a movie, writing a movie?
No.
I should say directing a movie as well, yes.
No, I've written 5, directed 3. And I've been in, I think, like maybe at 9 to 10, somewhere around there, as extra.
Right.
And five as an actor. So I just started looking at the way the industry works. And I started seeing, as you can see with me, it's not about race, you know.
Exactly.
Actually, the opposite is about diversity. But I started seeing in the industry, it is all about race. You, as a person of color, don't get very many opportunities. So I decided to talk to a gentleman that I used to work for. I did some bodyguard work for and knew him very well. And he said, well, James, you know, I will back you if you want to start your own production company or something like that. I thought the guy was joking. And I had all these piles of stories that I had written, having a creative imagination from being a kid. And started writing, and the next thing you know, I see these production companies liking my work. And thus have it here now. Got another film that's going to be coming out shortly, being edited probably as we speak.
And what do you want to share that with us as well?
Don't mind. It's called Nephilim Dark Watchers. I'm sorry, Nephilim Dark Watcher.
Is that also a horror movie, or what type of movie?
It's more, I say, sci-fi, spiritual, slash horror. It's like it's 300, and it has a lot of, believe it or not, a lot of comedy in it too. So I like to laugh. People don't know I know you. You know, I have a sense of humor. I like to laugh, but it is a serious movie with serious content, but it has a touch of comedy in it. Because I believe I'm one of those writers that believe you have to have a balance. Can't have just shoot, punch, kick. You want people to laugh too.
Exactly. That is so true. So, again, I want to say thank you guys for taking this time out to come up here and allow me to interview you. You know, and of course, thank you, Mr. Davis, for reaching out to me and asking me to come on and do this. And like I said, we got some awesome people here. And I do want to say, if you have any questions, drop your question. I could ask the questions. Yes. Ask the questions. Anything that you would like to ask? Now, I'm jumping all over the place. I know, because guys, believe me when I say I don't have no strip. No, I do not do strip. All this is on the top of my beautiful head. But now, I know you also is in martial art, and I noticed that you also have martial art in this movie. Is that something that everyone had to be trained for to take part in the martial art section of the movie? The fighting scene?
The gentleman that you saw in those martial art fight scenes, well, mm-hmm. He's skilled martial artist, so no one had to train them for that part. As a matter of fact, the guy that was being attacked by some militia group, and he's the son of a martial art legend who goes, I mean, way back with guys like Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, and way back in that era, you know, and it was friends with one somebody who just passed away a long time ago, not too long ago, sorry. His name was Bob Wall. People know him as the character O'Hara from Into the Dragon. Well, Ronald Duncan was his name. He was a legend. And is always will be a legend, put it that way.
Right.
But that's his son. If you look at his son, you're looking at the father, vice versa.
Wow.
So Duncan is a master of, I think, like four or five disciplines, martial art disciplines. And those were two of his senior black belts, if I'm correct. So, yeah, but they were trained. Now, anybody else, if you saw them doing martial arts in the film, I think it was just one person, which that scene actually was supposed to be edited out, but it wasn't. She was not trained. But everybody else, those fighters on that, that they were trained, yeah. Not by me, by Ronald Duncan, you know, by Mr. Duncan.
Now, do you find that it's hard to put a movie together as far as like actors? And as Ron said earlier, deciding who should play what type of scene is it hard for you to navigate and say, well, you know what? I know that you this part suits you well. Or had you found that you made mistakes by putting people in certain roles and you're like, oh man, I shouldn't gave that one to him or to her. Do you have problems with that or had problems with that?
All the time, because it's like a coin toss. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, you see somebody and you say, that person would fit this part perfectly. But then when they start putting eye to paper, looking at the script, they can't do it. It's not that they can't read it or anything like that. It's just that they can't present the lines properly and sell that character. These two guys were natural at what they did, especially Ron fitted Agent Grant perfectly. Mm-hmm. He was an agent that's on his way out.
He did. I thought he was a real agent in the movie, for real. I'm like, oh, go on. You did excellent, yes.
He did really good, yeah.
He did real good. Yes, he did.
In Secret Service, what happens is when people are like older agents, they get, I don't want to say lesser assignments, but the assignment they get is not normally as complicated as guarding the president. Right. President is the most complicated job in the world, I would imagine. I have never been in Secret Service, but I know most of those guys were ex-military, and that's very, very complicated, guarding a president. So now then you got guys that are on their way out, and they'll get assignments like ex-presidents, ex-presidents' wives, children, stuff like that. So Ron's character is on his way out, he's retiring, and he's assigned to guarding Michelle, who's the president's daughter, which is less of a threat. Nobody wants to assassinate the president's daughter. You know, normally if it's a nut job, they want to assassinate the president.
Right. Or they could kidnap the president and do it for ransom.
Yeah, they could do that as well. Yeah. It's normally going to be a guy that's on his way out.
Right.
Guys, plural. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he fit that character well. And then when it came to Keel, I saw something in him that he didn't think that he had. He kept, I don't think I could do it. I know he could do it. I found out in an odd way, he was assisting me with equipment. And he took what we call in the military initiative. He took the initiative to see that I needed help with certain things and volunteered. In the military, that's what we like, guys that are willing to take the initiative to do the job without being pulled in a bag to do the job. That's the guy that you want on your right or your left. That's what we call a fighter. And I saw that in him. So I said, you know what? This guy is Jet. He's perfect for Jet. And I think he did a very good job as Jet. And when he's talking to the two big guys, you know, he two big guys out, you know, I wanted that shown that, you know, it's not about size. You're a martial artist. People don't know that about this lady. I'm not going to go into her background and say too much. But she does know the martial arts. I'm going to throw it out there. She don't want me to, but I'm going to say it. And she knows what she's doing. So she knows what she's looking at. That's why she made that comment. And the gentleman that was doing the scene, I don't know if she knew him personally, but she's seen him, and she knew of his father. So she's very, how can I say, meek. She's a very meek person.
Well, thank you. Yes, we go way back, guys, for y'all that don't know. And I am so proud of Mr. Davis. I know him since we was teenagers together. Can you believe that? And yeah, so we came a long way since teenage days, and to see where he's at now, like I said, he's been in movies. He's an author. He writes books. I do have his latest book, I Am Relentless. I did give away a few copies. Yes, I did. The whole thing I'm asking everyone that's here, that's watching right now, and that's listening right now, if you can go and watch the movie Redwater, let me drop the link for you guys in case y'all don't have it. And I'm just going to show the screen real quick so they know what they're going to go and watch. Because there is a few Redwaters out there. So we want to make sure that everybody get to see the right one. Yes.
Let me
do this. All right. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna view it later. All right, so this is Red Waters. All right, this is Red Waters. I'm going to share the link with you guys.
Don't let the zombie tea fool you.
Yeah, a lot of people is afraid of the picture. But it's not, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not as bad as it looks. It looks worse than what it is, okay? My daughter said, Mom, you know I can't watch no zombies and stuff like that. Because she know I love horror movies. Because I know it's not real, but movies make me think about what the present might have coming. I'm keeping it real. You never know what you're going to wake up. Hey, you see what's going on in this world today. So you have to be prepared for tomorrow. But the name of the movie is called Red Water, and it's by James Huffy Davis. I always say Master James Huffy Davis. Try to get the credit where the credit is due. Like he said, he has another movie coming out, and keep your eyes open. He does have a couple books, more than a couple books that's already out. But I am looking so forward to hearing more from you and your team. Now, do you normally keep the same members, or you move them around, or?
Normally, I don't like to work with the same actors unless they are, how can I say, exceptional in some kind of way. And you'll see a lot more of these guys.
Are they your bodyguards?
Say again?
Are they your bodyguards?
Ron's my bodyguard. me and Ron are always together. We do Bible studies quite a bit, a lot. So yeah, might as well say he's my spiritual
body. And that's why a lot of people don't know about you, how spiritual you are. A lot of people don't know that. But if you look at the movie itself, it starts out in a scripture.
Right.
For those that did not see it, I'm not going to tell you on the movie. I know you're waiting for me to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you. Because, guys, I say this all the time, especially on my entrepreneur night, is that we have a bad habit. Well, I'm not going to say bad habit, but we always support those that's already to the top. Mm-hmm. But how can we help the ones that's on the bottom reach the top? Right. And you know how we can do that? Continue to share them out. Continue to support it, you know, whatever they got going on. Now, some people, it's a little hard to work with. You know, you might go to the movie and say, oh, man, I'm not going to waste my money watching this. Why not? Have you ever went to a bad movie and said, I don't believe I spent $20 on this movie. The movie was only worth $5. Okay. So now you know somebody that's trying to climb that ladder. I don't care if this costs $50. I'm going to pay it. Why? Because I see where they're going. I'm going to see if I can help them climb that ladder as well.
It's funny you say that, if I may comment on that. If they want to watch it for free now, they should watch it while it's free, because it's not going to continue to be free. Mm. And it's going to be on a couple of other channels. So
a couple of networks, you mean?
Networks, right. Streaming, whatever.
Yes, yeah, networks.
Streaming other places. And they are not free. So what happens is when you put out a film, it's kind of like almost like a bidding process for where it's going to go. Well, my son and I work closely together in this film thing that we do here. Herman Bernstein and Bob Steiner are two guys that's in the background who basically fund a lot of, pretty much all the projects. So what I was going to get at is that movie is going to be a paid movie soon. So if you can see it for free now on Tubi, watch it, because it's not going to be free for long.
And there is a way that you could share that movie out, and you could also leave comments. So like I said, let's help the movie grow by leaving a comment. Like I said, you're watching it for free. I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, this is a little off the book, a little out the way. A lot of us that is content creators, you know, especially if you're trying to grow your channel, what you do, you say, hey, can you watch my last video that I post? It might be a 2 or 3 hour video. But what you do right now, some of y'all probably have this on right now, but you're not here. You're over there cooking, cleaning, watching your clothes. It's okay, but you got it playing. Do the same thing. If you could turn that movie on, turn it on, go about your way, come back, check on it, leave a comment. It's not that hard. You know, like I said, share love, you know, sharing is caring. My granddaughter always say that, sharing is caring, right, Grandma? I'm like, yes, it is. So let's continue. I want each and every one of y'all that's here right now, and I know who's here because I'm looking at y'all as y'all come in. I need for each one of y'all to go and post this on your community tab, on your other social media page. Help me get this out there. Show them that we are family and we like to help each other. So please, if I'm asking it of you, y'all don't ask much of anybody. I always try to look out for other people because that's me. I like to make sure that we can help others. Yes.
Okay. True.
But I'm going to go back. I am going to go back to Keto. So, Keto, where do you see yourself in the next, I'm going to say next 5 years? You know, are you planning on staying with the acting industry or you have other plans?
I'd like to stay in the acting business and career and build an actual career out of it. But we'll just have to wait and see how it turns out. This is a great start, though, for sure.
Very good. Yes. Definitely a great start.
Are you planning on becoming a director as well, or are you just looking to stay in, you know, as an actor, you know, or doing both?
I wouldn't mind doing anything, everything that's, you know, in the movie business, directing, writing, acting.
Mm-hmm. On his behalf, not to interrupt your two's conversation, but he has the ability to direct because Quiet is Kept, two scenes, it was, I don't know why he didn't get the credit for it, but two scenes he helped direct. And it's just something, see, I'm not that kind of person where I feel like I know everything. No, it's got to be my this way. No, do it this way. And on a set, and he said, I call him my little brother, Brother James. Why don't we, you ever talk about this? I said, you know what? I like that better. Yeah, let's do that. So he did that twice. That's directing.
That's right.
Come from this way, it's come from that way. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know what? That is better. But some guys will shoot you down because they was put in charge by Herman or Bob. No. Stay in your place. You know, there is no place. If you're working on a film together, I think it should be all hands on deck. Everybody should be engulfed in the project and want to see it successful. Everybody helps out. And you know, I didn't ask him to do that. He did it on his own, and it turned out to work. And we used it.
Now, I know they have a name for it, but offhand I can't call it. I want to say ad lib, where if they miss their strip, their cue, do they fill it in and y'all just roll along with it, or you have to stop that film? I should ask you that question first. How many takes does it take to make a movie?
Do you find that you... Thank you for asking that question. I hope everyone in the world that wants to be an actor heard it. It takes patience. And some of the people that we worked with, they want one take and then let's move on. Let's go. What's next? What's next? It don't work that way. Sometimes you might get lucky and shoot a scene and you got the perfect take. But that's like me going out buying lotto tickets. I'm just going to buy a bunch of lotto tickets. In my mind, I know I'm never going to hit the lottery for no $1 billion, right? So every now and then you do get that perfect take. But to your question, you have to shoot probably, just to throw a number out, I myself like to, if I like a take, I'll shoot maybe 5 or 10 more of that same take. Because just because I like it, when the editor gets it, something may be wrong with the view, the angle, or the timing, it's all the above. So yes, lots of takes. It takes lots of timing, lots of patience.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Okay, Mr. Ron, what about you? Do you see yourself in the near future continue to acting or
just the acting part? I'm happy with the acting. I always wondered what parts I would be good at. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather stick to the acting and not try to branch off to other parts of the movie industry. Because I consider it a challenge to be able to sell the part I play. And Mr. Davis said, you know, that there's more than one part, that because of my way I played the part I did in Redwater, that I could also play.
Right.
And I would like to also comment on that one statement you made about how do the people in the movie remember their lines word for word in the script?
Mm-hmm.
No. in that scene where I'm hollering at the doctor when we're in the kitchen there for creating this, what he thought was going to be the fountain of youth, but ended up being the fountain of death.
Mm-hmm.
There was one line in there, most of it I remember, but then I wish I could remember the little bit of the line that I forgot. So I ad-libbed. That's what that pound on the table was about.
Right.
Because I forgot the last very end of that statement I was supposed to make.
Okay, remember,
I can't say, whoa, wait a minute, let's film it over. So I said, oh, I know. What are you doing, doctor? What'd you do that for?
What's funny is he kept apologizing. I couldn't get out. That's perfect. That was the part of the scene.
But it's like, good.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you didn't do nothing wrong. That's perfect. That's the emotion I'm looking for, so we're going to keep that. And he's very good at improvisation, ad-libbing. So I don't have a problem with certain people doing that, but not everybody can do it. He has a gift to be doing that. And that scene, yeah, he got stuck, but he didn't freeze
right. And
just start staring at the camera.
Right.
He kept going. But after I said cut, he just said, oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, that's it.
That's it, right. Now, do you have problem with some of the actors that don't like to follow the orders that you give them? Say, listen, this is how I want it. And they're like, no, but this is how I want to do it. What do you do in a situation like that?
Not exactly in that way, but yeah, there were a couple of people that was in the project who I would never work with again, never. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people in the industry.
Right.
They asked me about that person. I'm not going to trash talk nobody. I will never do that.
Right.
I will tell them flat out, though. It was a challenge for me. Maybe it'd be better for you. Because sometimes it's the chemistry between the director or and the producer and the actor that just don't mesh. It's not that either of the two are bad. It's just that they don't mesh as performers together.
Mm.
So, yeah, there were a few people, I would say about five or six, that were complicated to work with.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, how do you get your actors?
Oh, we went to a casting company. You can go to a casting company, or you can go do Backstage, which is a casting company. It's everything. Casting company, resume, Backstage can be anything you want it to be as an actor or wannabe actor. And I don't say wannabe actor in a negative sense, like the person can't act and they try and act. Because who's to say who's a good actor, who's a bad actor? Sometimes it's a good actor and a bad part, and it makes him or her look like a bad actor. I've seen many of actors, of course, I watch them, hours and hours of films to study.
Mm-hmm.
Best actor I've ever seen in my life, I will always say, is Denzel Washington. Other than him, Robert De Niro. Everybody else, to me, is that they're actors. Mm-hmm. So in their mind, they're Denzel and they're Bobby De Niro, mm-hmm. or they're Halle Berry, or one of those people. But you're not. So everybody in their mind think there's something that they're not until they actually see they can't do it. Like, oh, this is harder than I thought it was. And those are the people that, like you asked about when you said, did I have any people that think, well, I want to do it this way. I understand you want to do it that way, but you can't do it that way because it won't work for this project.
Mm-hmm. Now, most of your actors, are they high trained actors, or are they just get into the field of acting, or? Most of your actors, are they high trained actors, or they just get into the industry of acting?
Most of them are just starting out. My films, they're all low budget.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone has like a hope. They set a goal for themselves and a projection mark. And I set a goal for myself and a projection mark that within 10 years of producing, I should be at a level where, and this is my seventh year, I should be at that point where I'm dealing with a more of a higher scale level of actor. I mean, films will be generating more money so that you can pay higher paid actors. But the guys that I'm, and females that I've worked with, these people are all working class people and they got talent. Otherwise, I wouldn't have used them. They really have talent.
Okay, good. Now I'm gonna ask a question. Now you don't have to answer this, but is your movie catered to more the younger crowd or the older crowd? And then I want to ask each one of you, how old are you? You know, how old are you?
I'm 69.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'm 69.
Really? Wow. Okay. Now, do you think that is too old to start out acting, or you just feel, I mean, let me ask you, how old was you when you first started acting?
My first movie, I was, let's see, should have been 59.
Okay, so now, do you think that is a late start for you to decide to get into acting, or then Mr. Davis just come to you and say, hey, you know what? I think you make a good actor. And you just fell right into it.
It was just about, just like you just said, because I didn't plan to be an actor. And he said, Ron, I feel that a partner movie that I have, I feel that you could play the character and it would be believable, like you said about my performance in Redwater.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll try.
I'll give it a try. Okay, that's so nice. You are so humble. You're like, okay, all right, let's give it a try. Okay.
It's funny to say that because Ron is not the type of guy that likes that glitz and glamour. He don't want nothing to do with Hollywood, like me. Same thing, I want nothing to do with Hollywood. I want to be in the industry, but I don't want anything to do with Hollywood. And
let me interrupt you a second. So you mean to tell me if your movie make it to that Hollywood stage, you would not accept it?
Oh, no. What I'm saying is, say, for instance, listen to this. By God's blessing, I've become this huge director, producer, actor. I'm saying I will remain the way I am right now. I will live in the same house. I will have the same kind of cars or whatever.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah,
wouldn't change.
Now, right, you don't want to be flamboyant. That's
no, I don't want to sell my soul either, because
exactly. Yes, I understand.
Some people sell themselves. I mean, do nude parts, all kinds of stuff, and that's selling yourself. If I can't be myself, I keep the money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But at the end of the day, I represent God. You know.
Right. Okay. Now, what about you, Keto?
I started doing extra work in Cleveland. I did a lot of extra work and a lot of Marvel movies when they came to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Other things that were in Cleveland too. And from there, I was able to do some character roles with All of Her movie. I mean, you just have to check my IMDb.
Right. Yes. Okay. While you're talking about that, can you explain to people what is IMDb for people that don't know what it is?
Sure. IMDb is the movie database,
international
movie database, that like all actors get themselves into, so they can I guess present all that they've done and who they're connected with, and they can showcase their professionalism on IMDb. But IMDb is.
Yes, well, I know I've been in the industry for over 30 plus years, so I had the pleasure of, actually, I want to say thank you to Mr. Davis for adding me in his IMDb.
Well,
in the movie, yes.
Talent, a lot of people don't know, a lot of your viewers may not know, some of the talent that we had came from Lee. Everybody says they hate the part of the pimp. That's
oh my
that's
god,
perfect. That he did a good job. Yes, he's not supposed to be a likable person. He's designed to be a person you revile, you detest, you know. And he did his job because everybody hates him. So, but anyway, I got that guy through Lee, another young man. I forget this kid's name. But he played one of our soldiers.
MJ Freeman.
MJ. Very good young man to work with. Easy to direct. But well-mannered and professional. He came from Lee. And there was a couple other people. There are two other people I can't think of off the top of my head right now. But so that's why I got the credit, because they came from your agency.
Thank you.
I would also like to say that when it comes to Hollywood, even if I became as well known as De Niro or Denzel, I would I would star in a movie made out there, but I wouldn't live in California.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the same way. Mm-hmm. I would come right back. In a hurry, pronto, ASAP, back to Youngstown. I mean, Austintown. Mm-hmm. And let's live right where I am. Mm-hmm. No matter how wealthy I would get, I wouldn't want a gold-plated luxury car for every day of the week. I am being serious. Maybe it would be considered flashing of wealth, but I don't feel it is. I would have two cars. I got a used car right now, and I would have a new one. And the purpose of that would be, if one car is being fixed, I would always have a car that, you know, I could drive to where I need to be.
Get point A to point B.
Right. And seriously, I wouldn't go beyond that.
I feel the same way.
Have a second car to have a backup in case mine is being repaired. Like the car I got right now, the brake shoes need to be replaced. Okay, so, you know, then I'd be able to take it to.
You got a raggedy car.
So I'd take it to where I know the job's going to be done right. And I still wouldn't have to call a cab or use the bus.
Yeah, the Flintstone car, and I was kidding.
And, you know, that way I wouldn't have to call a cab or wouldn't have to use the bus.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good, because I feel the same way. I have the pleasure of hanging around a lot of the celebrity, and because I hang around them, people are like, oh, you must be rich. No, they rich. I'm just hanging around them, you know, so that's a difference. It's a big difference,
right.
You know, to be able to hang around them and, you know, make you feel kind of good that, hey, yes, I know that person. I don't have their money, you know, I don't have it. Now, Mr. Davis, is there any other question that you would like to ask me, or you would like to share with us anything else you got coming up, or you would like to share? And
no question. I would just say, get ready for a really, I believe, good project that's going to be coming out now. Redwater is a good project, but this next film that's being edited, Nephilim Dark Watchers is a very good movie that's going to, again, it's going to scare some people because it got some jumps in it. Like, you know, like, you're sitting down, next thing you know, you're jumping out of your seat. But it has some spiritual content to it, like I said before. And it should be out hopefully soon. Because it's just started being edited. But the movie's finished. You know, it's
okay.
We finished filming that right after we wrapped up with Red Warner.
I was going to ask you, do you normally do movies back to back, or you, because I know you, like I said, I know you are also, you are an author. So when do you find time to do, to write a book, to put together a movie? And I mean, where else, I mean, what else can you do? You know, you are awesome.
Preach the gospel. I also teach Bible lessons. Teach the Bible. The King James Bible, but to answer your question, what it is years and years of work, almost similar to like what a rapper would do. Like, you know, a rapper would have, he got stuff that he or she would have stuff that they wrote years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So some of this stuff was written years ago. I just, you know, I didn't have no outlet for it, didn't have any connections. So two of them are already waiting to go. But the last three, you know, I wrote those recently, like Red Water. I started writing that 3 years ago, and it came to fruition this year. Nephilim, I wrote last year, and it's being edited. So hopefully, by the grace of God, it'll be out. I was praying that it would come out the same year. Behind Red Water. So to answer your question, this is the first time that I've had a film that's come out back to back. So, not to mention Lutz, because Lutz came out this year, also it came out last year now. It came out in 2022, the documentary, which is still on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Yes.
My son and I did that. And that was the idea again, it was actually my son's idea, and it came to fruition as a thought probably about 7-8 years ago. He just kept telling me, Dad, you need to do this, you need to do this, these people are getting older, you know. And finally, when I felt led by God to do it, I did it. And, you know, he was right. As soon as the film hit the Amazon, and it's still on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the cast members passed away.
Wow. Yes, I remember hearing that as well. Yes, that is so true. Now, I don't want you to answer this question. I want these two young men to answer the question. What advice can you give to listeners if they decide they want to get into acting? What advice would you give them?
I would say... to be the best thing you could have is patience, because the part you play in the movie, your scene might not come up for hours. And we had one person on the set, buy you a part. If it doesn't come up in another 5 minutes, I'm going to leave. That's the first thing.
And I told bye.
And
they stood there. I was hoping they would leave.
Wow.
And the second thing would be, remember the word starving actor.
Mm-hmm.
Because normally, your first movie, you're going to get credits. You're going to have credits saying that you was in a movie. You're not lying to whoever you're talking to.
Or very small.
Are a very small, very, very small amount. You have to be in, once you get past a couple movies, then it would be beyond what the public calls chump change.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to accept the fact starting out.
You gotta crawl before you walk.
You're going to be starving artist.
Well, our old saying is you got to eat crow before you grow.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, Keel. And what advice can you give people that's listening?
My advice would be try being yourself, adapt, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing as when you're ad-libbing or improv-ing, you're adapting to your.
Uh-oh.
Your scene, your environment. Just go with it, and then stick to your character until the director says cut, and that's it.
Right.
That's it. Mainly just adapt, improv, ad lib, just to make a good character for the scenes. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to your lines.
Okay. You're starting to freeze a little bit. You might got to check your internet. Well, it's working, but it froze like a hot second. All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you because I know we have a lot of questions coming up. I've been looking at them. So we're going to ask some of the questions. Yes. Now, I know a lot about Mr. Days. Like I said, I knew him since he was a little boy. Yes, a little young boy. Let me stop. a little whippersnapper. Yes, I knew him since he was a young man. And it's funny how, you know, you always come back into each other's life. You know, you lose, you come back, you lose, you come back. But we always been there for each other in one way or another. You know,
always will be.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Now, I'm only 25, so don't get it twisted. Just because I said I knew him since he was a young boy, and it could have been a picture I was talking about that I seen, okay? Yes. It was great having y'all come here, and I'm looking forward to watching more of your movies and anything that you have coming up. You know, I'm going to support you no matter what. And thanks. Same thing with any of you guys. Let me see. Somebody asked me, what is my next move? Because for those who don't know, I'm a promoter. I've been promoting different types of events, working with different types of artists for many, many years. But I'm thinking about just hanging my head up. And who knows, maybe I come back. Believe it or not, I used to act when I was young, in my younger days. But I hadn't done any type of acting. But who knows, maybe I'd be like Ron. It's never too late to start. I always tell people, you could always start anything in your life that you want to start. Go for it. It won't hurt to give it a try. Because I do know a couple of people right here, right now, that is in the midst of starting and writing a book. So you have the perfect person to ask them what steps you need to take to get that book out there. Because you got a lot of people out there going to they're going to rip you off if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh yeah.
In anything. Yes. Now, I'm going to read a couple of the questions, but I'm going to let y'all have your final say before I get into the questions. Anything else y'all want to add, feel free to do so. Okay. So anyone could take the lead. Go on once. Go on twice.
Go on. Oh, you want to ask that question?
I'm not saying anything you want to add before I start asking the question and, you know, sharing the question with you.
If any of those people who follow any of my films, me and my son films, just like I said, be prepared for a very good sci-fi spiritual ride with Nephew and Dark Watchers.
I can't wait to see it. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I love horror flicks. It's a movie. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. So you said that the movie is finished, but it's just being edited now. Now, that's what I'm going to ask you. Do you have a certain time? Like, say, you want the movie to be an hour long, 2 hour long, and then when you get to that 2 hours, you say, I got to take this out. Because do they charge you more according to how long your movies are? You know, if you want to put it into the theater, they said, well, that's over the time. You can't go that long. You need to cut some stuff out.
It works, like with film, you don't really have a full-length picture if it's not at least an hour and 20 minutes. You know, it's not really a movie if it's not at least an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want, if you're a person making a film, and they want to learn, if they want to get into that, you, make sure your film is at least an hour and 20 minutes. Otherwise,
it's a waste.
It's a waste. Yeah, it's not going to get picked up.
Now, had you had to cut a scene out, and then that person go, "Hey, what happened to my scene? I thought I was going to be in it. What happened?"
Oh, absolutely. It happens quite a bit. That's once you finish your rap, and it gets in the hands of the editor. It's that editor's job to do what's best for the film, not mm-hmm. what's best for the actors. So he or she will look and say, this doesn't fit. And you may even have that scene that was scheduled to be, say, an act one, wind up in act four.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be cut completely.
Do you ever take your movies and at the end of movies do bloopers?
haven't done it yet, but we're planning on doing it for Redwater and Nephilim. Yeah,
I know the couple of the comedians that he was cutting up. I know, no doubt. I know this guy is so bad. And if he did not cut up, I would like, that's not him. That could not be.
There was a couple of them. You're talking about from your talents, right?
Yes.
But I think we're thinking of the same person. He's hilarious. but you know, professional, you know, when I asked him to do this, do that, and do this, do that, he complied and he did his job. I didn't know that the young man was so funny either. He's funny, but like I said, you know, well mannered. He can work with me anytime.
Now, if you have someone that's here right now, they say, "Hey, I would love to give this a try. That I want to be in your next movie." How would they go about contacting you to send you their resume? Now, I do know, for those that don't know, I do know a little something, that you have to be able to read a script.
That's
you
right.
You have to be able to read that script. After, so if you can't read that script, they're going to be really hard to do.
Don't even waste your time. I'm not trying to be rude or sound harsh, but if they can't read the script, it makes no sense to even try for the part, because you got to read lines. Even if it comes to a point where you forget a line, and let's just say like that scene that Ron was talking about where he ad-libbed,
Or how about extras where they just going to be a stand-in, you know, they don't have no lines, they just, you know.
It depends on who it is with me. Mm-hmm. Some people take anybody, but with me, it depends on who they are. If their character doesn't mesh with the environment, I wouldn't want them around, because it'll become a cancer. Say if they have like a bad attitude, it'll spread. If they have a joyful attitude, that'll spread too, and it keeps the set light, you know. People are not so tense. When you have downtime, you know, people can, you know, socialize and get to know each other for a little bit of time that they're going to spend together, because most of the people are not going to see each other again.
Right. Well, this is the last question I'm going to ask, and I'm going to go over there. Do you also hire people to work the camera, to do the makeup, to do the dressing, like, you know, makeup and clothing and, you know, all that backseat stuff?
I don't do that. That comes from a Herman or B. Walker or Bob Steiner. They'll be the people that will hire. If they feel it's a film where I need a lot of makeup or all the above questions you ask, they're the ones that do that. Now, camera, I like to operate the camera, or my son operate the camera. As a matter of fact, he didn't tell you, but in a couple of scenes, I had him operate the camera. He told me, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. So I'm saying, you can't do it, try it.
Never say can. Anything is possible. Give it a try.
And it meant like a scene in the hospital. He operated the camera once for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We're going to ask some questions over here. Let's see. I love to talk. Hello. I love to talk. That's my New York girl. Yes.
I ain't got no money. No money.
I love to talk. Said, can't wait to see it. She said she loves horror movies. I know that's right.
Thank you.
Yes. Said, not sure if he was asked what called him to the honor genre and what inspired him to create Red Waters.
You asked me that. She probably
yes.
Wasn't
on, yeah, she missed it. She yeah. missed it. She was a little tally.
To answer her question, what inspired me to write Red Waters, the way the world is going today. I mean, it's it's chaotic and it looks like a horror movie.
You're right about
people,
that.
You know, you're seeing people being killed right on television, live time.
Right. Yes. Yes. People and not just, I'm sorry. No, and not just that, it was a drug that was out. It was a drug that was out and had people walking around like zombie. It was called something zombie.
Yes. That's crazy. I was just getting ready to speak about what you just said. You were up to Red Line. There was a drug, like you said, that was on the streets that were making people act like that, biting and eating on people.
Cannabis. They were called cannabis.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, there's a film that Brad Pitt did about 5 years ago, maybe, called World War Z. And he used a live clip from that very same drug you're talking about, where they showed the footage was caught by somebody with an iPhone or whatever the phone was. And they saw this guy, two guys, sorry to be graphic, naked under a bridge. Now, these guys were not lovers. The drug made them take their clothes off, and one guy was eating the other guy's face. And this was not a movie. This was real. And someone just happened to capture it on their phone. Well, because Brad Pitt's movie was a zombie film, he was in the beginning credits, opening credits, it shows different things like how the world was going crazy, riots and all these different things. Mm-hmm. But that scene, I was like, whoa, I remember that one was on the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's to answer that young lady's question, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's what inspired me to see all this craziness.
Yes, that's what I said. It's a crazy world out there. K-Plus said, does your work have any focus or background on African spirituality? And if yes, does it bring light to the truth of African spirituality? Salamat, perhaps.
African spirituality, no. It just have a link to spirituality in general. But the spirituality, clear-cut gospel. Anything that you see in a film of mine that's going to have a spiritual quote is going to come from the King James Bible. No other Bible. After American spirituality, I just go all by King James Version. I go by what the Bible says, and I don't put it in the classification of African American, Caucasian, Asian, Black, White, whatever. I go by what the Bible says. If you look in your King James, if I don't know if she has one, but if she look in the King James Version, you're going to see plenty of people of African American descent. Right.
Okay. She also asked, her last question said, what are the steps to making your book a bestseller? What publisher should I use, etc.?
Say to that is beware of people asking you for money for your book. If they like your book, they make money by selling your book, not by getting you. So you might want to watch people like that. And the only way it becomes a bestseller is how it sells. Mine's not at the bestseller level, but it's at a good level that I'm comfortable with. But yeah, be careful with book companies, because some of them just want your money.
My age is 46.
Oh, okay. Yes, you never did tell me. Yes, okay. Yes, okay. So he's 46, and you said you started. How old was you when you first started doing?
I was in my mid mid-20s. I started in Cleveland as extra from Fun Size, and then Marvel when they came to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Started from there.
And what inspired you to keep going forward? You know, you could have gave up, you know, when you said, well, you know what, if I don't become famous in 2 years, I'm going to give up. But what made you decide you want to keep going? Is the love for the art, or you're like, well, I don't have nothing better to do, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on?
It is. I love the art. I enjoy it. It's fun for me. And it just, for like 2-3 years, I had to put a pause because I was helping my parents with a restaurant. And then I came back at the right time when Brother James invited me into that Red Water, and it was perfect. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to build it from here.
Right. Now I wanna ask you, your movies, are they all in one location, or are you moving around with the movies? What are you doing?
Oh, you're asking me or Brother James?
Brother James.
How it works with film, I'm independent. So I don't owe no allegiance to one company. So you may see me with a project on Prime, you may see me with a project on, say, Shudder, you may see me with a project on Tubi. It depends on how the flow of the market is for that type of film at that time. That's how it's going to be bargained for. And it goes,
okay, no, I'm saying, do you also film your movies in different locations? Because it looked like this in different locations as well.
Oh, yeah. Primarily New York and Ohio. I have one that I have written, but it's to be filmed in Florida. In about 2 years.
Okay.
Part of it is going to be in New York, part is going to be in Florida. And that one is called Methods of a Street Fighter. And that was written over, about 10 years ago.
Now, is your movies, are they books before they become movies, or are they just strictly movies?
Only one is, two now, is based off a book. Methods of a Street Fighter is based off of the book I Am Relentless. And I got that idea from a self-defense book that I did years prior. And it was titled Methods of a Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great self-defense book for those who don't know, because I have it, yes.
Thank you.
Like, your book right now is in like Target, I believe.
It's in Barnes & Noble, Target. Mm-hmm.
Is it at Walmart?
Walmart, it's pretty much anywhere. Yeah.
Okay, y'all heard it. K-Plus said, I respect the work and dedication. My goodness, movies takes time. Yes, it is. Yes, she said kudos. Yes, it does. She said, K-Plus also said, okay, last question. Keep it coming.
Okay, yeah.
What keep you going and get you to this point? Each guest, she want to ask each one of you, what keeps you going and get you to this point?
Oh, what keeps me going? I just enjoy being able to be with Brother James and be in the movies. You're just having fun.
I would say that anything that you do should be fun. You know, I would say if I have to work, I would be mad. But if I turn my work into a hobby, something I enjoy, I would love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Mm-hmm. I myself. Enjoy the parts coming up to see if I can meet the challenge of selling the part when I'm acting that part out in the movie.
Okay, nice. I like that.
Well, what keeps me going is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I have a promise to fulfill that everyone has, but everybody thinks differently, and of course, in their spiritual belief. But I take the Bible literally, and I'm just trying to fulfill my promise that I'm supposed to keep as a man of God and lead something of spiritual reference, relevance, I should say, for my children and my children's children. So that's what keeps me going.
Love said, I want to ask, when you wrote your book or started writing your book, was you nervous with punctuations and corrections or letting somebody read it? No, and there was a lot of incorrection in it.
Question for who's who?
For you. That's for you, when you wrote your book.
I don't get nervous when I'm writing. I'm just, because I'm just, what I'm doing is coming from my heart or a place of God.
Well, I think what she asked, when you wrote your very first book, was you nervous? Was you afraid to have somebody read the book? You know, was you afraid that they're going to criticize your, you know, what you wrote because you had so many misspelled words and stuff like that?
To be honest with you, I didn't really care that if someone liked it or not. I just went with God. I just, you know, wrote the book and felt that if it got picked up, it got picked up. And I didn't really care about anything else. Actually, no, I didn't even have anybody read it. I just sent it to the publishing company. They looked at it, and I heard back from them probably in about 7-8 months that they wanted to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's correct. And even with the pronunciation, misspellings, still sounds to this day. I've ghostwritten 4 films, I'm not going to say the name, but for the same person, very, very well established person. And all I'll say is this, that women always talk about him quite a bit. he's a very popular person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I went from that guy that, no, I wasn't nervous for that first book, but went from that guy that had that first book that was beat up to where I'm at right now. Because like you said, I didn't tell myself I can't. Tell myself I can't.
Now, a lot of y'all might not know this about Mr. Davis, but the first movie that I seen you in was Ghostbusters.
Right.
Was that your first movie?
Actually, yeah, that was my first. Then after that, Under the Gun, Nessa Williams, and then Tougher Than Leather. And that's when I got the bug. I got the bug.
And that's what I was going to say to Keo. I think, you know, you're going to fall in the same. I can see that in you, that right now, like you said, you're putting yourself where you need to be. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, always surround yourself around positive people, because negative people are going to bring you down. Positive people are going to bring you up. And plus, like I said, walk in his shoe. Don't do everything he do, because, you know, but yeah. Because he's going to guide you down the right path. And I'm, like I said, I know Mr. Davis for a long time. And I do believe that if something that you want to know, you ask him, he would be willing to teach you. A lot of people is afraid that if you asking too many questions, oh, they trying to steal my idea. No, it's not they stealing your idea. It's not your idea to be stolen, number one. Like they said, they can copy what you're doing, but they don't have the blueprints. You got the blueprints. That's so right. you can always tweak it, change it, whatever. They can't do that because they don't know how to. So it's okay if they, you say, you know what? I wrote Red Water 12. I didn't know it was Red Water 12, you know. But they're going to come up and they say, well, I'm going to make my Red Water 21. Okay. Yeah. It's almost duplicate, but hey, you know what? But I see where they mess up at. They right. didn't do this. They didn't do that. So, mm-hmm. yes, they can do what you do. You know, they could imitate you, but you got the blueprint.
There's only one you.
There's only one you. Exactly. So, oh, like even in the social media world, I always say, thank you for using my ideas. Thank you for trying this on your channel. Right. When I go to somebody's channel, like I see the Jay Jordan here. I told the Jay, thank you. He introduced me to Buy Me a Coffee. I like that. Fish Snatch. I said, thank you. I'm giving to make a, oh, I'm sorry. It's called Buy Me a Coffee. It's instead of doing a fundraiser, I opened up an account called Buy Me a Coffee and you donate to that account. And what I do, I leave the money sitting there. Once I get a certain amount of money, I'm going to take that money and buy what's needed for, we have over 3,000 children that is homeless.
Wow.
I don't like to use the word homeless because I think that's a bad choice of word.
Right.
The organization that overseeing it is asking for help, and they don't want money. They don't want money. They asking for material things. You could buy canned food that they could pop the can open to eat, sleeping bags, because they live in, where I live at, you know, we don't have the snow, so that's a good thing. So, but they living in tents in parking lots. You know, Walmart is one of the parking lots that they allow them to set up tents there. And the only way the child could be involved in their program, they have to be in school. You have school teachers that has actually opened up their doors so these children would come, take a bath, have a good meal for the day. You know, so these people that is here is really helping these children. So every little thing that I get, I will also give it to them to show them that, you know, we are, like I said, we family. This is my community. So I'm going to do what I can do to help. Then after I feel like they are set, then I can move on to the next group.
So this is happening in your state? Is this homeless?
Yes. I'm not going to keep you. We're going to try to do the last 10 minutes. I'd like to round it off. So that means I kept it for 2 hours for you guys. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And thank you for being so patient with me.
That's good for Ron, because Ron can't stay still for 5 minutes. So.
Oh, what?
You're very good at what you do. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, again, anybody have any final words?
I'll say if you want to watch a movie that's a zombie film without all the gore, with the guts and all that stuff, but it has a good storyline and some spirituality to it, lots of action, check out Red Water, and keep me in mind for the next project to follow in a few months. Let me say a few months, but it's in editing process now. Nephilim Dark Watchers.
And you heard that what he said, even though he got zombie in this, but you don't see all the guts and all that stuff coming out of it.
I'm sorry. I said, if you'd like to purchase my new book, I Am Relentless.
Yes, this is his newest book, guys. And with him, I never know when the next one's going to come up. But this is it. I Am Relentless. All right. So, again, I want to say thank you guys for coming and spending this time with us. It was awesome having you up here. And I'm looking forward for your next movie, your next book. And maybe you have a role for me. Can I be that sassy 25-year-old?
Always a part for you.
But I want to be a homegirl, though. Can I come? I want to be a homegirl.
You adaptable.
Can I make up my own role?
You're adaptable. You can do anything. You can do a fight scene.
Oh, God. Don't do that to me.
I know you got adaptable skills, so I'm good.
Oh, boy. I'm just playing, guys. You know, I'm just sitting in. I'm going to sit in the back and just watch what's going on.
You're playing. I'm not playing. Y'all don't know she got skills.
If you don't stop talking, I'm gonna make a. You know I know where you live. I make a special trip. You know I will. I'll be knocking on your door in a hot minute.
I see what she did to grown men. She can whoop up on you.
Don't pay him no mind. Again, I'm gonna try this one again. You know how they say one again. I'm gonna try this one again. Young men, do y'all have any final words y'all would like to share? If not, I want to say thank you.
In my case, because of my I'm a person that I am. I don't like the limelight, but I wouldn't mind at least being known by more than a few people. But I would never want to get so popular, I couldn't walk out of the house with somebody walking up to me, ask for an autograph,
following you,
or following me, going to a restaurant and purposely sit at the table next to me and watch me eat like this. No,
you won't get stopped.
I will never become that popular. Some movie stars in the past wanted that, and then when they started being followed and people looking at them, watching them eat in a restaurant, they said, "Oh no, no. I didn't mean that. I just wanted to be." So a person said, "Hey, I know you, but No further than that.
You don't want to be talked to. Okay, then we'll talk. You're all right. You.
Well, I mean, same as I gave the advice before, is just start where you can and adapt, especially when you're on set, when you know your lines, you know the scene that you're in. If you have, you know, from time to time, just adapt to it, go with the flow, and you know, improv when you can, and just keep going. Be the character in the scene, and don't stop until you hear a cut.
My final words, I like to reiterate what you said a little while ago. If you're doing something, if it ain't fun to me, and it's legal, you're doing it. Right? It's right what I'm doing. It's fun. I do it because I don't do it for the money. Although money is good. I'm not saying I don't like money. I'm just saying I do it because I like creating stuff. And it's nothing to me better than you start something with just a word, then it becomes a sentence. Then from a sentence, the pixels being put in place and people and things moving. And then when it's finished, somebody's watching it.
That's so right.
That's fun to me.
Right. Oh, no, all jokes aside, really, guys, started supporting your local. I call them locals. Why? Because they are part of our family that's growing, you know, and how can they grow by us coming out and helping them? So I want to say on that note, thank each and every one of y'all for coming in here and spending this time with us. Thank you to Mr. Davis. I got to call y'all by first name because your name is just too hard to say. Yes, Keo, that is just too hard for me. It's a long name. You need to shorten your name. You need to use just letter, and letter. That's it. Three letters. Oh, you do. Yes, K-E-O. Real easy. Yeah. K-E-O. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Ron. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. See, I had the pleasure of meeting Ron in person, and he's a very quiet man. At least he appears to be when I met him. So it was a pleasure to meet you. Yes, it was a pleasure to meet you.
That's why the party play was so good. I mean, that's not who he is. Just like you say, he's a very quiet man.
Yes.
But I want to say to your viewers, thank you for spending time with us and you allowing us on the show. Keep supporting Lee. She's doing some great things. She's helping a lot of people out, and she's a giver. And it's not fake, it's real. What you see is real. When she's showing you those books and saying, hey, I support this person, support that. She's not getting paid for that. She does that because she wants to help. So I say from myself to all of you, anything we do to help her, we should. Thank you for having us on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Definitely appreciate it. Yes. I want to say thank you again for coming in, and thank you to each and every one of you for being here. Yes.
Thank you for having us.
We enjoy being on the show.
Thank you. Anytime you want to come back, just let me know. You got to give me a heads up. I'll keep your eyes out. And I want each and every one of you all to go and watch this movie. It's free on Tubi. If you don't have Tubi, you see I brought it up on my computer. Okay, the link is pinned to the top. You could go right to the top up there and watch and leave a comment. Share it out. Post it on your community wall. Do whatever you have to do. And then hit me up and let me know it's done. Yeah. Go to my page and just say, it's done. Then I know what you're talking about. Okay.
And you can download the app on your iPhone or your Android.
Yes.
And watch it.
Yes. Let's congratulate these three young men and the rest of your cast members. Y'all did an excellent job.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing y'all continue to grow because I know you're gonna grow.
Oh,
you know,
thank you.
You know, if anything I can do to help, you know how to reach me. I got you.
Yes, I do. God is
good. But it's going to cost you this time. I ain't giving up. Look, I tell him this all the time. I'm not giving out no more free nothing. No. Anytime he call me, hey, you got a couple of people? Okay, I got you. What you looking for? I don't worry. I got you.
You know my idol is Muhammad Ali. She's the female Muhammad Ali. I think she could out-talk me and Muhammad Ali.
That's right. You know I got it. Y'all miss it. Again, guys, these three guys is from the cast of Red Water. The link is pinned to the top. Please go and watch it, share it out. Like I said, we're going to help these young men grow in the movie. They are in the movie industry. And also, I'm just going to show this real quick. Y'all can see right there, I Am Legend. You see that man right there? Yeah, he is an author of this book as well. Yes. So he has books out. He has movies out. So we need to go and connect with them.